Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting third. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Troy Neal. Batting sixth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Brumley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Brosius. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bob Welch. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The right fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The DH, Damon Berryhill. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Valley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Seeley covering, for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nixon bunts towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Welch covering, for the out. One out. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Greenwell hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3-0. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Neal strikes out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brumley hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nehring hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Berryhill hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious throws to second for one, and Brumley throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Valentin moves to second. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Dave Valley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valley takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Otis Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive towards short. Bordick catches it and throws to second to double up Cooper. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brocious hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Valley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenwell takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Nehring is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher moves to third. Greenwell moves to second. Damon Berryhill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berryhill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berryhill takes first base on ball 4. Hatcher scores. Greenwell moves to third. Nehring moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards third. Brocious settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Carlos Reyes now pitching. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Valley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Valley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier bunts towards the mound. Seeley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McGwire is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McGwire hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGwire moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGwire moves to third. Neal moves to second. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brumley is 0-for-1 in the game. Brumley hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. McGwire scores. Neal scores. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brosius is 0-for-1 in the game. Brosius hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brumley moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Hatcher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGwire fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McGwire. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to third. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greenwell scores. Vaughn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berryhill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berryhill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sierra strikes out. 2 outs. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGwire is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGwire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reyes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valley strikes out. 2 outs. Otis Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Javier. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Cooper moves to third. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Troy Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Neal strikes out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nehring scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brumley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brumley hits a pop-up beyond second. Nehring can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brosius is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brosius strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Greenwell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nehring is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Nehring hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Ed Nunez now pitching. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berryhill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berryhill hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive into right field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sierra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cooper is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. One out. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Valley strikes out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Greg Harris now pitching. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Troy Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neal hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Mike Brumley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brumley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Brumley strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brosius is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brosius hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Righetti now pitching. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Greenwell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-5, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nehring is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berryhill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berryhill hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn moves to third. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-4 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 13-5, Red Sox. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nehring moves to third. Dave Valley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Valley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Valley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brumley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Aldrete pinch hits for Mike Bordick. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aldrete hits a line drive into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Geronimo Berroa pinch hits for Ricky Henderson. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berroa strikes out. 2 outs. Junior Noboa pinch hits for Stan Javier. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Noboa hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.